From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, November the 7th. Antonio Brown is expected to meet with NFL officials next Thursday, November 14th, as the league continues its investigation into the former Steelers, Raiders, and Patriots receiver. The NFL is investigating the allegations under its personal conduct policy. Brown had hoped to have the investigation closed so he could sign with another team. Brown lashed out at the NFL in a tweet and an Instagram post shortly after ESPN's Josina Anderson broke the news of his impending meeting. Quote, "Imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this. This unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood. F the NFL. I'll never play in that. Blank. Treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go F yourself." In a since deleted Instagram post, he said, quote, "I'm going down another path. No more making money off of my blood and sweat." The Redskins announced Thursday that they've activated running back Darius Geis off injured reserve. Geis, who missed nearly 2 months with a knee injury, is eligible to play Week 11 versus the Jets at FedEx Field. Geis suffered the injury in the regular season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles and was subsequently placed on IR, meaning he had to miss the next 8 games, according to NFL policy. However, Geis was allowed to return to practice before that, and after several weeks, he was healthy enough to do so. Geis was back on the practice field October 28th and has been participating in team workouts since. "It was good to get him on the practice field," interim coach Bill Callahan told reporters after practice on October 28th. "He's worked hard to get back, and his workload was a good amount today, but not too much because we're still monitoring his conditioning level as he works back into football. So it was great to see him work at the level that he did today." Bengals receiver A.J. Green said he will likely not make his season debut Sunday against Baltimore after his left ankle did not respond well to workouts earlier this week. Following Monday's off-week practice, Green said he experienced swelling that derailed his plans of participating in Wednesday's practice. The ninth-year receiver said he does not know how long he will need to stay off the ankle as he continues the rehab process. "For me, I just got to make sure I feel comfortable going out there and pushing it," Green said Thursday. "For me, I just got to make sure I take care of me first before anything else." Green has not played since he tore multiple ligaments in his left ankle during the Bengals' first practice of the preseason. Green underwent surgery in late July. In recent weeks, he started to go through individual drills and was working towards being a full participant in practice. On Monday, Green said he did more than he ever had during the recovery process as he ran routes and participated in multiple back-to-back drills. The ankle swelled in response, which forced him to rest. "Right now, my ankle is saying it's too much," Green said. "That's when you gotta back off." Green said the swelling wasn't as severe as it was a couple weeks ago. The ninth-year receiver said he's still optimistic that he can play at some point in 2019, but wouldn't feel comfortable returning to the field without being able to go through a full practice. "I just take it day to day," Green said. "If it comes to the point where I can't play, that's what's supposed to happen. Then my ankle is not where I need it to be for me to play. Right now, I'm still thinking I can play. I still can give this thing a little bit more time, and we can go from there." Robbie Gould suffered a quadriceps injury this week, a league source told ESPN, leaving his chances for playing on Monday up in the air. In response to the injury, the Niners have signed free agent kicker Chase McLaughlin. Coming off the Thursday night game last week, the Niners held a bonus practice Tuesday. Gould was at that practice and participating, which means he likely suffered the injury then. McLaughlin, a rookie from Illinois, comes to the Niners from the Los Angeles Chargers, where he handled kicking duties for 4 games before his release. McLaughlin was 6 of 9 on field goal attempts in that time and made all 7 of his extra points. This season, Gould is 13 of 20 on field goal attempts. The 7 misses are the most of his 15-year career. He has made all 26 of his point after touchdowns. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.